So last time we covered the first half of Zman Kriya Shema, more or less, when the Zman starts, and then the Mishnah goes on to when the Zman ends. So Mayim is like, Kriya Shema, Ba'avim, Mishash, Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema, and then it says, Atzeif HaShema, Rishon, Divir, Beliezer. Until the end of the first section of the night is divided, the Gemara will explain, into three sections. So it means the first third of the night, or 4 hours into the night, that's the end of Zman Kriya Shema, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim say ad chatzos, Rabbi Gamliel omer ad she'ala amar ha'shachar. Chachamim say till the middle of the night, Rabbi Gamliel says till the end of the night. We saw last time that Rashi explained that the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the other Tanayim is really about how you define the word of shachbacha. The Torah says that you're supposed to read Kriya Shema b'shachbacha. So v'shach b'cha, Rabbi Eliezer says, means when you're going to sleep, when you're going to lie down to go to sleep. And people don't go to sleep at all hours of the night. People go to sleep at the beginning of the night. So the first third of the night, that's the v'shach b'cha. By midnight, by 3 a.m., people are already sleeping. Already sleeping is not called v'shach b'cha. That was Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. And the other Tanayim, that's the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, both disagree, and they say that no, v'shach b'cha means when you're sleeping. It doesn't mean going to sleep. It means sleeping. And since people are sleeping all night, at midnight they're sleeping, and at 3 a.m. and at 4 a.m. till Amir HaShachar, they're sleeping. So we could consider that v'shach b'cha, and therefore the Zman of Kishma is all night. So it is really, on a deraisa level, there's only two possibilities. There's two ways to read the word of v'shach b'cha. Either it means when you're going to sleep, then you have a Rabbi Eliezer shita, or it means while you're sleeping, and then you have Rabbi Gamliel shita, that it's ad she'ala amar ha'shachar, all night long. The shita of the Chachamim at this point is a little bit unexplained. The Chachamim that say ad chatzos, where does that fit in? Well, let's continue with the Mishnah, and we'll get some more clarification. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah now brings a story. Maisa uba'u vanu mibeis ha'mishta. Once upon a time, the children of Rabbi Gamliel came home from a Beis HaMishta, meaning from a Chasana, very late at night. Amrulayim, they said to their father, Loi Karinu Es Shema. Right, you'd think that kids come home very late and they forgot to say Kriya Shema, so they would run away from their father, make sure, you know, that he doesn't catch that they didn't say Kriya Shema tonight.
They didn't have a minion from Arab there.
Right. They went straight to their father and they said, we didn't read Kriya Shema tonight. What should we do? Amar lahem, so Gamliel told them, Im loy Allah amar ashachach, hayav amatim lekreis. If the dawn has not yet arrived, then you're chayav to read Kriya Shema. It's also interesting that Rabbi Gamliel, the father, who was apparently not at the chasana, but when they came home, he was still up. Anyway, but he told them, you could still read Kriya Shema. Now, if we stop at this point, it would seem like Rabbi Gamliel was telling them, follow my shita. My shita is Ashi Amar HaShachar. I know the other Tanayim don't agree, but you know, I'm a Das Yachid, but hey, you're my children. Rabbi Gamliel, you know, follow Rabbi Gamliel's shita. But then the Mishnah continues and it says, V'loi zubo vad amru, and it's not only by this that they said so, Elo kol ma she'amru chachamim ad chatzois. All the mitzvahs where the chachamim say ad chatzois, mitzvos and Ashi Amar HaShachar. The mitzvah is really until the dawn, until the end of the night. And then the Mishnah will give some examples, and it'll end off by saying that the Zman of Chatzos was Laharchik Adam and Aveir, just as a precaution. So the Rashba, if we just pause in the reading of the Mishnah now, so the Rashba says that what Rabbi Gamliel meant to be telling them was, I'm not saying you should still read Kriya Shema because you should follow me, because you're the sons of Rabbi Gamliel, so follow Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. I understand that my opinion, Rabbi Gamliel, I'm a Das Yachid. The Chachamim disagreed. So I wouldn't tell anybody to follow my opinion. You can follow the Chachamim's opinion. But I'm here to tell you that even the Chachamim would allow you to read Kriya Shema now. Because even though the Chachamim said Ad Chatzos, they didn't mean that the Zman is only Ad Chatzos, like Rabbi Eliezer, who said Ad Seif HaShemur Rishayna, he meant the Taitshuv of Shach Bacha is Ad Seif HaShemur Rishayna. But the Chachamim, when they said Ad Chatzos, they didn't mean that's the Taitshuv of Shach Bacha. They really agree with me that v'shach b'cha means as long as people are sleeping. And why did they say ad chatzos? They only meant it as a precaution. And now that we're already past chatzos, so the precaution, they would have told you, don't come home and, you know, and ask me at 3 a.m. what should we do, they would have told you, read Kriya Shema at the Chazan, or read Kriya Shema at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock before Chatzais. But now that it's already after Chatzais, say you blew it, but you should still do the mitzvah, because they still agree that the Zman D'Iraisa is until Ashi Alam Rosh Hashanah. So the Rashba says, and he says that he's basing this on the Gemara and Daf Tes, that Rabbi Gamliel meant to be telling them that Chachamim also hold like me in principle, and they only said Ad Chatzais as a precaution. Now back into the Mishnah, he says, it's not only this mitzvah, wherever you find the Chacham saying Ad Chatzais mitzvah, and Asher Alam Rashachar, it really means until the dawn. And so, for example, Hektar Chalavim Ve'Evarim mitzvah, and Asher Alam Rashachar, putting the fats of karbanos and the rest of the meat of a karban oila onto the mizbeach. I just very, very brief, Kachim 101. All the avoidances of a karban are done by day. The shechita, the zrika, the kabbalah, the dam, the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, all of those are done by day. But the meat going onto the mizbeach did not have to be done by day. That was allowed to be done at night. In fact, the Gemara later on is going to say that the tefilas arvis is keneged that avoida, that was allowed to be done by night. What part of the night? All night long. You're allowed to do that until the morning. Okay, again, Mishnah is giving us a little bit of a kachim crash course. We say ezu mekayman in the morning, ezu mekayman shalzvachem, so for each of the karbanos, we say until when, how?
Hatzatzos it says.
What does it say? Chatzais. It says carbon Pesach and Chatzais. But it says about the carbon Chatas and the carbon Asham and the carbon Toida that it's Yom Valayla, and it says about the carbon Shlamim and the carbon and the Bechor and the Meister Behema that it's Shnei Yom Valayla Echad. But those that are Yom Valayla, that's the Chatas, the Asham, and the Toida, if I'm not mistaken, those are Liyom V'Layla. Oh, you're right. It says Liyom V'Layla, and then it says Achatzos. It's true, by all of them. It says Achatzos.
Right.
But that's, now that's based on, what this mission is telling us is that that's not the real, thank you, I stand corrected. What this mission is telling us is that the real Zman D'Iraisa for those Karbanos, the Chatas, the Asham, the Toida, Yom V'Layla, meaning if you bring the carbon, let's say, tomorrow morning. What's tomorrow? Thursday. So anytime tomorrow on Thursday that you bring a carbon chatas, you could eat, the kohanim, could eat the buster of that carbon on Thursday and Thursday night. And that would mean officially midiraisa until Friday morning. All night Thursday night. All day Thursday, all night Thursday night, until Friday morning. Once it's dawn on Friday morning, then it's too late. So that's what it means. Kol anachol liyam liyam echad. Any carbon whose mitzvah is to eat for one day is mitzvah shi'alam rashachar. But imkain, if so, lama omer chachamim chatzais. Why did the chachamim say no only until chatzais? Gedalia, as you pointed out, if you look at the Mishnah in Mekayim, it says liyam v'layla ad chatzais. Liyam v'layla ad chatzais says three times that the mitzvah is only until chatzais. Here we just said that really the mitzvah is ad shi'alam rashachar. So why did the chachamim say ad chatzais? Kedei l'harchak adam an aveira, to keep a person distant from aveira. That if you wait till the last minute, so you might miss it. If you say, oh, I'm going to eat the meat at 4:30 a.m. when Alayis HaShachar is at 5 a.m. So what if you go and get a little bit late and then you'll end up going after Alayis HaShachar? Yeah. So therefore they said, Achatzais as a harchaka, as a precaution. And Rav Gamliel's point over here is, and the same thing is true with Kriya Shema. True, the Chachamim and the Mishnah said Achatzais, but when they said Achatzais, they meant the same kind of Achatzais as you read about an Ezehu Mekayman, that it's really an all-night mitzvah, but laharchak zadim and aver, they said harchatzais. But you already missed the harchaka. But now you're wondering, should I still say kriyishma or not? Well, if the mitzvah right says all night long, then you should still say kriyishma. That's what the Rabbi Gamliel was telling his children.
Yeah.
Now,
what? The
Chacham say ad chatzos, right? It's
the
harchaka derabanan.
Yeah.
But that's not true across the board, right? They in some instances we say ein shvus b'mikdash, but that's a good point. This ad chatzos.
This is the kind of thing they would be pretty careful about.
I hear. I think that this is a discussion of the Gemara. Actually, not in Brachas, but in Zvachim. But I can't tell you for sure. I certainly can't tell you where. I'm not sure. It's not our discussion tonight. Before we get more into the Kriya Shema Lamdus, but just a detail that Rashi says a big chiddush in the reading of this Mishnah. Rashi has Sakasha. The Mishnah collects three examples. It seems that the Mishnah is collecting three examples of where there's a mitzvah d'oraisa all night long with the chamsan until chatzai. So one is Kriya Shema, and one is the Nachom L'yayim Echad, and one is Hekta Chalam Veivarim. That's what it seems like from the Mishnah. Zak Rashi, you know, the Kriya Shema, yeah, we had...
Which
Dibur Haskel,
please?
This is in Rashi, well, in Dibur Haskel, Im Kain and Dibur Haskel Kedei L'Harchek. The Kriya Shema, well, that's what we learned in the Reish of the Mishnah. Chacham Amrim Ad Chatzos. The Nechol L'Yayim Echad, you have these Mishnayos and Ezer B'Kayim, where it says L'Yayim V'Layla Ad Chatzos. Hekta Chalav Meivarim, there is no Mishnah anywhere that says that you can only do it at Chatzais. Adrabo, we know that, you know, it says that it's done at night. There's a Mishnah Megillah that says that Kol HaKashav HaLayla K'sheir Kol HaLayla. And there isn't a Mishnah anywhere. If you go through all of the Mishnayos in Kodshim, all of the Talmud Bavli in Kodshim, you won't find anywhere that it says the Shehalacha, that Midrabanon, you have to do all of the Hekta Chalav Meivarim before Chatzais. This Mishnah in the Sefer Mishnah seems to be alluding to such a thing, but Rashi says it can't be. It can't be. That's what the Mishnah means. So Rashi and Divrei Haskel and King Lama Amacham Ad Chatzos Zok Rashi B'Kriya Shema U'Achilas Kodshim. This line is only referring to two out of the three, not referring to the Hekta Chalam Eivarim. And the Mishnah answers Kedei L'Harcha Gadam and Aveira. And then Rashi explains the first, like say, six lines is going on that, and then Rashi says the hekta chalavim at the ketani hacha and the hekta chalavim the evarim that was stated here in the Mishnah. Loyamar boichav machatzeis klal. The Chum never said about that alchatzeis. Well, inakat luhu hacha el leidias called ever aneig walayla kosher kala layla. It was only mentioned as an example of a mitzvah that midereisa is all night long. So there's three examples in the Mishnah of a mitzvah that midereisa is all night long, and on two out of the three, there's a derabbanan that it's alchatzeis. It's not really, it's a little bit of an unwieldy reading of the Mishnah. It's not the way, you know, not what you would think reading if you just learned the first Mishnah of Brachas, you'd think that all three of these have an Ad Chatzos. But Zok Rashi, we don't just know the first Mishnah in Brachas. We've been through Shas a few times, Rashi, and we know there's no such halacha that Hekta Chalam Avarim is Ad Chatzos. So you have to say that when this Mishnah says, Lam Arumacham Ad Chatzos, it means two out of the three. Okay. Now let's come back to the Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. That Rabbi Gamliel was telling, I said it before, the Rashba says that Rabbi Gamliel was telling his children, don't follow me, follow the Chachamim. But even so, even according to the Chachamim, you could still read Kriya Shema. Because even though they said Ad Chatzos, and now it's after Chatzos, they only meant Lechatchila Ad Chatzos. But b'dieved, if you didn't read it, Lechatchila, if you didn't read it before Chatzos, so you have to read it after Chatzos, because you still have to do the mitzvah. That's how the Rashba learns. The Rashba brings down that the Yushalmi maybe learns differently. The Yushalmi indicates that maybe Rabbi Gamliel was telling his children to follow his own personal shita, but the Rashba says, but in the Bavli, he refers to the Gemara and Daf Tes, it doesn't seem like that. In the Bavli, it seems that the pshat is like I just told you. That the Rashba said, that's the right pshat in the Mishnah.
It's interesting. But the kids, I don't know how old they were,
yeah,
but they said the Shema before. They knew all the halachas from his father. And interesting that they ask him, can we...
Well, this doesn't happen all the time, that they went past that Chatzos.
It never happened.
It never happened to them before. Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees with this pshat. Rabbeinu Yoina says that if you're going to tell me, this is the way the Rashba is learning, that Rabbi Gamliel is saying that the Chacham only meant l'chatchila. So Ad Chatzos is l'chatchila. The problem, for Rabbeinu Yoina, that's not true that you're allowed to go l'chatchila Ad Chatzos. And what? And according to Rabbi Gamliel, you're allowed to go lechatchila ad she'ala min hashachar. Doesn't everyone agree that lechatchila you're supposed to say Kriya Shema at the beginning of this man?
Right.
The Gemara in Daf Dalet says that when a person comes home from work, he's not supposed to say, "Oh, let me take a little nap. Let me do some, you know, let me eat a little bit." He's supposed to right away go and say Kriya Shema. That's the Mefurish Gemara in Daf Dalet. So there's no question that lechatchila this man is Etzei is a kachavim. Mishosha kanam nechnas malacha b'tshumasan. The first thing you do is say Kriya Shema. So when the Chacham talk about Ad Chatzos and Rav Gamliel talks about Ad She'alam and Hashachar, they're telling us as man b'diavad. If somebody did it, ideally you should lay at the beginning of the evening. But if you didn't lay Kriya Shema at the beginning of the evening, then b'diavad, how late could you go? And on that the Chacham say Ad Chatzos. And Rav Gamliel says Ad She'alam and Hashachar. So how could you tell me the Chacham only mean l'chatchila? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, the Chachamim mean even b'diavad. The Chachamim are saying that this mitzvah of Kriya Shema can only be performed till Chatzos, and after Chatzos, you missed it. And that means that when Rav Gamliel told his children, you can still learn Kriya Shema, he meant to be telling them, follow me. You should follow my psak. The Chachamim would say you can't learn anymore, but this is Rav Gamliel's house, and in this house we learn Kriya Shema b'diavad, ad she'alam and hashachar.
Wouldn't she deserve Rabbi Elazar say on Ashmor Rishayna, which means, as you said, the Shlish Halayla?
Yeah.
That's really the Lechachila din here.
No, Rabbi Yonah is saying Lechachila is even more limited than that. Lechachila is right away, not within the first 4 hours, but right away. And these manim are only b'diavad, and according to the Chachamim, if you miss Chatzos.
So what would be the Zman then of Lechachila? Immediately, yeah. To when, according to that?
It's not defined precisely. It's as soon as you can. As soon as you can, right away.
But usually there's a time limit.
Yeah, no.
There's no end time.
But that's b'diavad. If you didn't lane at the beginning of the evening, then you could go until chatzos. So now Rabbi Yonah says that, according to what I'm saying, yeah.
The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, the Rabbi says,
Rabbi Yonah will say that when he uses the word Chachamim over here, he doesn't mean the Chachamim of the Reish of the Mishnah. He means the Chazal that say, that meaning Rabbi Gamliel is agreeing that it's better to lay before Chatzais, but b'diavad you can still lay after Chatzais. But the Chachamim, the other Chachamim that were mentioned in the Reish of the Mishnah, there's two different Chachamim in the Mishnah. Now, but the important issue is this. Rabbi Yonah says, so here I'm telling you that according to the Chachamim, the Zman of Chatzos is b'diavad. Right, but let's think about this carefully. But what's the Zman based on? How do the Chachamim define the word of Shach B'cha? There's only two possibilities. Either Kol Zman Shebnei Adam Holchem Lishayin, and then you say Sefer Shemur Rishayna, all called Mashvani Adam Sheikhvim, and then it's until the morning. Rabbi Yonah says the Chachamim agree that it's until the morning. And that which they said until Chatzos is Laharchak Zadim and Aver, like it says at the end of the Mishnah. It's a Takana Durabbanon, it's a Harchaka. So it's a Din Durabbanon. The Machlaikis of Gamliel and the Chachamim is whether this Din Durabbanon is enforced in a B'diavad situation. According to Rabbi Gamliel, since it's only a Din Durabbanon, so if you missed it, you can still lay after Chatzos. And the Chachamim of the Reish of the Mishnah, the Chachamim of Chatzos, they hold that this Din Durabbanon is enforced even after Chatzos. Is enforced even b'diavad. That if a person didn't read before Chatzos, we say nevertheless, your Zman is only until Chatzos. Mi Durabbanon, they made the Zman until Chatzos. But this becomes a very unusual Durabbanon. Usually, Durabbanons the Rabbanon say that something is usur. So, they say that you're not allowed to eat Pesarech B'chav, you're not allowed to eat and carry in a caramelist. They make something usur, and then they'll say, no, it's usur under all circumstances. Over here, though, there's nothing that could be usur, right? The question is, can I read Kriya Shema? So the Chachamim are saying that even b'diavad, you don't have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema anymore, that even though midday raisa you do, right? Midday raisa, the Torah said until the morning,
right.
But the Chachamim said you don't have that mitzvah. So what they were doing is they weren't answering something; they were taking off a mitzvah. They were pattering you from a mitzvah that midday raisa you're chayav in. This is very, very unusual. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah's reading of the Mishnah, what comes out is that when the Chacham say until Chatzos, they're saying that if you ask me at 2 o'clock in the morning, can I still read Kriya Shema? Midei Raisa, meaning if you would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu, the answer would be yes. And not only may you read Kriyat Shema, you're chayav to read Kriyat Shema. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu would have told you. Yeah. But we're telling you, no, you don't read Kriyat Shema anymore. You're putter from the mitzvah. You missed it already. The zman is over. You won't get any mitzvah from doing it. No reason to read Kriyat Shema anymore. Mm-hmm. So they were, what do you call that? They were oiker dover min ha-teira. They uprooted a mitzvah min ha-teira. This is not an ordinary drabanon, like just, you know, saying don't carry in a caramelist. Lots of things that the Chum tell us not to do, even though Midrash says it's permitted, the Chum tell you not to do it, but all of those are not an akiras dover min ha-teira. When the Chum say don't carry in a caramelist, they're adding a harchaka that the Torah didn't add, but the Torah never said you must carry in the caramelist. The Torah just didn't answer it. And the Chum say we answer it. Right? The Torah never answered it, the Chum say we answer it. That's not an, they're not changing something in the Torah. But over here, there's an akiras davar min ha-Torah. They're saying that even though the Torah would command you to read Kriyat Shema now, but we are telling you not to read Kriyat Shema.
Yeah, sure.
So Rabbeinu says that even though I'm saying something very unusual, but don't look at me like I'm crazy, we have precedents for this. He said, right, it's Kiyas Shefer on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah day, right, to read, to blow the Shefer.
You're avoiding.
Very good. Very good. So, first, the Rabbeinu Yonah mentions, he actually doesn't mention Tekiah Shefer on Shabbos, but he mentions that's the best known example of this. He mentions Lulav on Shabbos, he mentions Klayim B'tzitzis, but I'm just going to go with Tekiah Shefer on Shabbos, even though he leaves it out for some reason, but that's the best known, most familiar example of this. That the Torah says you blow Shefer in Rosh Hashanah any day of the week. The Chachamim were worried that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, if people have a mitzvah of Shefer, they might end up carrying their Shefer in Rosh Hashanah. So they said, this year, we don't want you to blow Shefer on Shabbos. But Moshe Rabbeinu said we should blow, right? At the time the Torah was given, there was a mitzvah to blow the Shefer on this Rosh Hashanah. And the Chachamim say, no, but we're telling you not to. So you see over there, the Gemara in Yevamos points this out, and the Gemara uses this very dramatic expression, Yesh koyach biyad chachamim, there is a strength in the hands of the chachamim, lakar, to uproot davar min ha-Torah, something in the Torah. So they did it by Shefer on Shabbos, and Lulav on Shabbos, and he also mentions an example of Klayim B'tzitzis. So Zokar Ben Yayna, this is another example of that. When they said that mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is ad chatzos, that, and they said, they meant b'diavad, that after Chatzos, there's no mitzvah to read Kriyat Shema. Even though Midrash writes that there is a mitzvah to read Kriyat Shema, but midrabanan, they said there's no mitzvah, that means they uprooted a mitzvah from the Torah. So there's an akiras davar min ha-Torah here, just like you have by Shefer on Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, that's what you have with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. Okay, that's what Rabbeinu Yaina says. He makes the comparison to those examples, and he says this is a very unique dindrabanan, it's an akiras davar min ha-Torah.
And if you say
Krishna,
what's the
deal? So we're about to adjust. Very good. The Achrenim point out that there's really, this Rabbeinu Yoyne is so surprising because while yes, he is using that example of the Gemara in Yevamos about Tekiah Shefer on Shabbos and he's sort of marshaling that as a precedent, but the truth is that his example goes far beyond what you see in that Gemara for a number of reasons. I would say this. In three respects, we see a bigger chiddush over here. First of all, I think this is what you're getting at, maybe, or maybe you mean the second one. Right? The first thing I'll say is that, let's say by Shefer on Shabbos, they sacrificed the mitzvah of Shefer because they were worried about Shabbos. They were worried that if you do the mitzvah of Shefer, you might come to violate Shabbos. Yeah. So for the sake of the mitzvah of Shabbos, they said not to blow the Shefer. In the case of Klayim B'tzitzis, for the sake of avoiding a violation of the Aveir of Shatnez, they patted you from the mitzvah of tzitzis. So it's always they told you don't do this mitzvah because we're afraid that it's going to end up infringing on a different mitzvah. Which, and we're very concerned about that other mitzvah, right? Right, the old mitzvah deraisa. We're very concerned about that other mitzvah, so we're willing to sacrifice this mitzvah for that mitzvah.
Right.
Okay. Over here, what are the two mitzvahs? All we're dealing with is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema.
Right.
What were they concerned about? They were concerned that if we let people read after Chatzos, if B'diavad people are allowed to read after Chatzos, so when they come from the Chas and they say, can I still read Kriyat Shema? If they're told yes, so they'll take it lightly, and they're not going to be so makbet to read before Chatzos, and they'll end up reading every night after Chatzos, and then what'll happen? Oh, Harkav de Menav Eivor, they're going to end up, sometimes if you think you could read after Chatzos, they'll end up missing the whole night.
So it sounds like a kenas.
So the whole concern was about the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. They were worried that you won't be properly careful with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So what did they do? They told you, tonight you can't read Kriyat Shema. They sacrifice the mitzvah of Kriya Shema for the sake of protecting the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We never find that anywhere. They sacrifice Shefer and Lula for the sake of Shabbos. They sacrifice Tzitzis for the sake of Shatnez. Over here, though, they sacrificed Kriya Shema for the sake of Kriya Shema. So that's one aspect that makes this very unique. Secondly, what are they afraid is going to happen? In all those other cases, when they said don't do it, they were looking at a situation where you might do an Aveira. They said don't blow Shofar, because now when you're about to blow Shofar, we're afraid if you go blow Shofar, you might do a Malach, you might carry on Shabbos. They said don't blow Shofar. Over here, what are they worried about? That somebody is going to read Kriya Shema after Chatzais. But it's already after Chatzais. Right? They're afraid that somebody won't read Kriya Shema before Chatzais. He already didn't. He's asking us at 3 in the morning. So it's farfallen. What they're worried might happen, it already happened. So what are they trying to avoid? Teretz is that they don't want you to make a habit out of it. They don't want to let you get away with reading Kriya Shema after Chatzais tonight, because then you won't be careful to read it before Chatzais tomorrow night or a different night. But that's another unusual, really unique aspect of this Akiras Davar Min HaTorah. They were Akir Davar Min HaTorah where there was no clear and present danger. The other examples were all, there's a clear and present danger. There was an Avera that might happen right now. So to prevent that Avera, they said, don't do this mitzvah. Over here, the Avera that they're worried about already happened.
Right.
You already didn't lay in Kriya Shema before Chatzais. But they're telling you now not to lay in Kriya Shema after Chatzais, because they don't want you to do the same Avera again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So that's again, that's two respects in which this Akiras Davar Min HaTorah goes far beyond the Akiras Davar Min HaTorah that we're familiar with. And this Rabbeinu Yonah is a very, very big chiddush.
So again, it's a kenasa penalty, but it's not.
Right. It is. Now, there's a third, and this is really the most important. And again, we have to think about this carefully. This is a very lumnish point. But what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying with this, let's go to the Gemara, the ones that we're familiar with. When Shofar falls out on Shabbos, the Chacham said, don't blow Shofar. Even though Midrash, there's a mitzvah to blow Shofar, they were afraid you might carry an Rosh Hashanah, so they said, don't blow Shofar. The Gemara calls that an Akiras Davar Min HaTorah. What does that mean? They were Akir Davar Min HaTorah. I could explain that what it means is they chose to override a Davar Min HaTorah, meaning the Torah can't be changed. So they can't change a deraisa. The fact is that there is a mitzvah deraisa to blow shofar every Rosh Hashanah, no matter what day of the week it is. And even after the Chachamim told us not to, there's still a mitzvah deraisa, because they can't change what the Torah is commanding. But they could tell us that you shouldn't listen to this mitzvah deraisa. And yesh koyach biyat chacham lakat davar min haTorah means that they have the authority to overrule a deraisa. Even though midiraisa there's a mitzvah, but the chachamim could come and say, don't do that mitzvah. But when I'm learning those gemaras, I could very well say that they can't actually change the deraisa. They can't make it that there isn't a mitzvah deraisa. Meaning, for example, let's say somebody would brazenly refuse to listen to the chachamim, and he would blow shofar on Shabbos. Would he be fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa? Now, I'm not saying, is this acceptable? Could we condone this? Of course not. You're not allowed to disobey the Chachamim. But one could have said that if somebody does disobey the Chachamim, so he's doing a very big aveira of disobeying the Chachamim, but he's also doing a mitzvah of blowing shofar on Shabbos. And the aveira is bigger than the mitzvah, so he shouldn't do it. He's going to get more punishment than reward for it. But he is still fulfilling the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is written in the Torah, and they can't change what it says in the Torah. That's how one could have learned that although the Gemara says Yishkoyach Be'acham Lakad Davar Min HaTorah, it's not a real Akira. They can't uproot. They just could overrule and say, don't listen. But over here, what's happening? They say, when you come and you ask them, should I say Kriya Shema? I was at a chasana, and now it's 3 a.m. I didn't say Kriya Shema yet. Should I say Kriya Shema? And they tell you no. Now, over here, there's no isser, right? They can't be saying that it's usser, because there's no aveira involved. Yeah. They're just saying there's no mitzvah. They're saying you won't gain anything by doing it. You won't accomplish anything. Don't bother reading Kriya Shema. If you want to be, you come at 3 o'clock in the morning. Of course, you should start to learn. If you read a chasana all night, so obviously anybody that comes home at 3 o'clock from a chasana has to learn because he hasn't learned yet tonight. So if you want to take out a parshas v'aschanon and learn Kriya Shema, it's no worse than any other limud Torah. You can learn what you want, but you should just know you're not going to get a mitzvah. That's what they're saying here. You're not going to get a mitzvah. I'm not going to get a mitzvah. We day rice in this mind is all night long. But the Chachamah is saying you're not going to get a mitzvah. Meaning they're uprooting the mitzvah. They're not just overriding the mitzvah. They're uprooting the mitzvah. According to this, if someone will blow shofar on Shabbos, he really won't get a mitzvah, even on a d'oraisa level. The Chachamim have a koyach, lakar dover, literally, that they could change the d'oraisa. You don't see that from any of the other examples. But from Rabbeinu Yoino, who says that the Chacham could patter you from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema after Chatzos, that means that they could literally be Oikir Devim and Atayra. Let me give an example that helps crystallize this distinction that we're making. And we actually talked about this a couple of months ago in the Shabbos afternoon shiur.
Kriya, no? How can the Torah give you a mitzvah when Chazal said don't do it?
And that year we mentioned an example. It's Rosh Hashanah, falls out on Shabbos. You're not allowed to blow shofar. Let's say there's somebody in town that says, I'm not from. I'm blowing shofar. Right? We talked then about how, there was actually somebody who had a shtickel Torah about 100 years ago, 150 years ago. There was a big time Chacham who had a shtickel Torah that it doesn't apply here and now in Yerushalayim at that time. He tanned that it doesn't apply. But the other Chachmei Hador, for the most part, disagreed. He was going to blow shofar. Now, we wouldn't blow shofar. But could I go listen? Could I go listen? Because if I go listen, I'm not doing the Avera. The Chacham told me not to blow shofar. The Chacham didn't tell me not to listen. So if he's blowing, so maybe it's a good idea to go listen. Because there is a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, so there's a kiyum mitzvah if you hear the shofar, but of course you're not allowed to do it because it's a much bigger avera than there is a mitzvah. But over here, I can get the mitzvah without the avera because somebody else is doing the avera for me. Somebody else is doing the avera, I'm just going
to
listen and get the mitzvah. Hold on one second. Okay. Yeah, live with kavana. So maybe that should be a good idea. There were some chachamim that said that, this guy, we don't hold of him, we don't agree with him, but if he's going to blow, I wouldn't mind listening because I'll get a mitzvah from it. But from this Rabbeinu Yoina, you see that when the chachamim were oikir davim and atera, they took off the mitzvah. They were able to change the deraisa. Because over here, it can't mean anything else. Over here, there's no isser. They weren't saying you're not allowed. They were only saying that you won't get anything from doing it. So the al-karkach, that means that they were oikir, they uprooted the mitzvah. So that's the biggest part of the biggest chiddush in this Rabbeinu Yoina. That when yesh koyach b'yacham lakar davim and atera, it's oikir at mamish. It really changes the deraisa. And if you read Kriya Shema after Chatzos, you won't get a mitzvah. That's how they were oikir davim and atera.
And this is only in Shas. This is the only place.
From the Rabbeinu Yoina, we see this tremendous chiddush.
Yeah.
Again, he says, just to review in a nutshell what we just went through, he says that in this, he argued with the Rashba. He says that in this Mishnah, when the Chachamim said ad Chatzos, they mean even b'diyeved. After Chatzos, there's no more mitzvah. How can they make no more mitzvah? Right? So there is a mitzvah. So he says they were oikir davim and atayra. So he pointed out, first of all, surprising, they were oikir davim and atayra to protect what? Not to protect a different mitzvah itself from being violated, but the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself. Mm-hmm. Second of all, they were oikir davim and atayra, even though there's no danger of an avera happening tonight. Right. There's a danger of an avera happening tomorrow night.
Right.
And so they were oikir davim and atayra. And most importantly, we see that the akiras davim and atayra means it actually changes whether the Torah considers it a kiyum mitzvah. Not just that they forbade doing the mitzvah which the Torah commanded, but they undid, they were able to uproot the mitzvah from the Torah. Now, there is, so you say, is there any other example of this? So there's a Tosfos in Sukkah that seems to say this even a little bit more broadly than Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina is talking about the sugya of Akiras Davim and Atayra, which, in all events is a very limited class. I mean, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadi lists, I think, four examples over there, and okay, Rabbeinu Yoina is adding a fifth. There are some other places where Rishonim say maybe this is an example, but it's, we could count on our fingers cases of Akiras Davim and Atayra. But Tosfos in Sukkah says something along the lines of this Rabbeinu Yoina, but that's much more broad. Taisa says that, here's the example. It's the Mishnah in Sukkah, on Daf Chav Ches, where it says that if somebody is sitting in a Sukkah, his Reish Shev Rubai is in the Sukkah, that's what you need. Midaraisa, you need your body to be in the Sukkah. Well, how do we define your body? Your head and most of your body. That's called Reish Shev Rubai. If your toes are sticking out of the Sukkah, that's okay. Reish Shev Rubai is in the Sukkah, that's what you call doing the Mitzvah of Sukkah. But the Mishnah said that they still hold that if a person is sitting like at the edge of his sukkah, Reishav Ruwe Besukkah, Veshulchanoi Besech Habayis, the table that he's eating from is in the house. So they still said that's already a very dangerous setup, because even though you want to sit, are you conscious of where the schach ends and your house begins, so you want to sit back and take the food to your mouth like this. But if the food is on the table, so subconsciously what's likely to happen is, I mean, you could do that with the challah, but what do you do when you're eating the soup? You know, subconsciously you're likely to lean over the table, and then your head will be out of the sukkah. Yeah. So it's a very dangerous way to be mekayem the mitzvah of sukkah. Yeah. So they said, don't do it. But it's described very dramatically. The Mishnah over there says that there was a story that the Ziknei Beis Hillel said to a chacham that they saw sitting like that. They said, if that's how you've been doing the mitzvah of sukkah, like kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you never in your life were fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. So that mission is on Chav Ches. But Taisa on Daf Gimel says that very dramatic lashon, what that means is that when the Chachamim say, we want you to do the mitzvah, you know, the Torah gave a mitzvah. And the Chachamim, as you know, from any Masechet of Mishnayos that you've learned, the Mechom will come in and add all sorts of requirements. It should be like this, it should be like that, it should be like this. What they're doing is they're changing the Deraisa. And now, if you live nowadays, meaning in the era of Chachamim, so you have to do the mitzvah the Chachamim's way. And if you don't do it the way the Chachamim said, then you're not Mekayim the mitzvah on a Deraisa level. Every Tekana D'Rabbanon changes the mitzvah deraisa. That's what Taisus is saying, that if the Chachamim say don't sit at the edge of the sukkah with the table outside of the sukkah, then if you do that, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah, even mi deraisa. Even the Torah never made that rule. The Torah just said you make sure your head is in the sukkah. But if a person does the mitzvah of sukkah, shaloi ketakanas Chachamim, violating the tekanas Chachamim, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah, even mi deraisa. And the Achrayim will point out, the Primer Gadim and others, they point out that Taisus is aligned with this Rebbe Nuyayna. Again, there are differences between the cases, but what they have in common is that they're both saying that when the Chachamim make a takana, it's not simply superimposed on the Din Deraisa. The Din Deraisa is static and remains fixed for all time, but superimposed on that is a takana drabanan, and we have to abide by the takana drabanan. These Rishonim are saying much more than that. The Chachamim have the koyach to change the mitzvah deraisa. Since the Torah, right, what's the hesber of that? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and he also said that we should always listen to the Chachamim. So, no, this is. I mean, yes, it's. I mean, it's related to Lo Sasser. It's right. That's how we know the Chachamim have the koyach. But this is not with the Rambam's vart that every drabbanon becomes a deraisa. It's a drabbanon, but it changes the deraisa. Meaning, this doesn't necessarily mean that he would say the mitzvah of Chanukah is considered a mitzvah deraisa and can be counted in the Tariq mitzvahs. But he's saying that if you do a mitzvah deraisa, if you eat matzah, but a matzah the Chacham said you're not allowed to use, then you're not yetzer the mitzvah, even mi deraisa. Mm-hmm. Now, just to... So that taste in sukkah broadens this concept that we saw in Rabbeinu Yehuda. Now again, this is still not necessarily, I wouldn't call this the mainstream position in Rishonim. Over there in sukkah, the Ran disagrees with Taisus. The Ran says, oh come on, a drop button can't change a deraisa. And when they say, like, you have to miss a sukkah, they mean that you learn Mekayim it properly. Don't read so much into that lashon. But of course, mi deraisa, he's Mekayim the mitzvah. But Taisus says, no, Taisus says that it changes the deraisa. Now, it's interesting that there's a Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Yud Daled, where it talks about a different takana d'rabbanan about sukkah. So it's talking over there about using boards that are wider than the Chachamim wanted you to use. Mm-hmm. Right? So they're fine, they're boards, they're not makabel tuma, they're gedul karka. They should be kosher. But the Chachamim said that if they're too wide, gzeiras tikra, the Chachamim said you shouldn't use boards that are very wide. And then the Gemara brings down that one time the Goya made a decree that to stop us from doing the mitzvah sukkah, and we tried to outsmart them by making sukkahs with these wide boards, so they shouldn't be able to tell that it's the mitzvah sukkah. So you see that you're allowed to do this. And the Gemara responded, this is Machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and I think Rav Meir responded, ain't shas hasakana raya. You can't bring a raya from a shas hasakana. Over there, it was a sakana. The Goyim said, you can't do the mitzvah sukkah. Yeah, but makom sakana, you're allowed to use wide boards. But if it's not a sakana, then you can't use wide boards. That price, I think, is a kasha on this yesoid that a drabbanon changes the deraisa. Because if it changes the deraisa, and once the chachamim say you can't use wide boards, so it's not a mitzvah anymore, then good, it's a shasa sakana. But I understand shasa sakana, so I don't have to do ma'aseh nefesh, so I shouldn't do sukkah. But what's the point of making a sukkah that's pasul? If the chachamim have the koyach to really pasul it on a deraisa level, then even if it's a shasa sakana, they still shouldn't have been making sukkahs like that.
Unless you say that there was a tanai at the original time when they made the zakana.
Oh, so the Ritva on that Gemara says, we'll say that it was a tanai built in to the original zakana. That's how you have to be miyashiv it according to. So, Bepash, let me just back up one step. Bepash, just that would be a raya against this taisvis. But the way to answer it, right, Mark says, I call it a tanai in the original takana, which I think is the lashon of the Ritva. What it means is that there's two tiers within the mitzvah. You can have a mitzvah where there's the way to be mekayim under some circumstances. Then there's a different way that you can be mekayim b'shas hasakana. But that doesn't mean that that's really always good b'diavad or b'shas adchak or you know, on a deraisa level or as a backup. You could have a oifin which really is completely puzzle under ordinary circumstances, and yet b'shas hasakana, it's an acceptable way of doing the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Now, this is already a little bit far afield from our mission about kriyas, but the reason why I brought in this, yeah, the kash from Sukkah Daf Yudalid and the Yishuv Mark just said that which is the Ritva on that Gemara is because I didn't want to leave off without a Hanukkah connection, and this is already very negeya to Hilchas Hanukkah. So we're kind of out of time, but just very briefly, the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah has a zman of Ashtech L'Ragel Men Ashok. That's a half an hour after it gets dark. That's how late you could do the mitzvah. At the lashon of the Gemara is Ilay Ad Lekmatik. You can't do the mitzvah after that. Taisvis, Sukkah Daf Chaf Aleph. Taisvis says, yeah, but nowadays it's okay because since nowadays we light inside, so the Zman of Tichla Rega Menashuk is not really relevant for us. But that's, you know, when they, in the times of the Gemara, they used to light outside, so they were interested in the Regal and the Shuk. But nowadays we light inside, so we're not so concerned with the Zman of Tichla Rega Menashuk. The Ritva says that if nowadays we could, you know, we're very long time. Let's leave out the Ritva. Let's just make a ha'ara on Taisvis. In the times of the Gemara, were they allowed to be yaitz of the mitzvah inside if they were stuck? It seems that not, because in the Gemara says there's such a thing as missing the zman. Meaning, if you miss the tichel Gemara shuk, the Gemara says that's it, you miss the zman. So, okay, but nowadays, there's because we light inside. In the times of the Gemara, good. You can't say we in the times of the Gemara light inside. But if you lived in the times of the Gemara and you missed the Zman, so why don't you just light inside and be Mekayim the Mitzvah as well as the people that light inside? And the people of other generations that light inside. And just to make it even, you know, a little bit sharper, it's not just that it happened in future generations. The Gemara already brings down that b'shas hasakana menichei al shulchan avidaya. The Gemara says that even though the mitzvah is la'nichei al pesach beisim b'chutz, but b'shas hasakana you can menichei al shulchan avidaya, that it's enough to put it on your table. You're allowed to light inside. The Gemara says b'shas hasakana you can light inside. So I don't understand. Why was there a halacha that after tichel ragam nashuk you couldn't light anymore? I missed this man of tichel ragam nashuk. But let me light inside. Inside, the people are still up. Taisa says the Zman of Tichel Ragam Nashuk isn't relevant for people that light inside. So even if I lived in the times of the Gemara and everybody's lighting outside, but I missed the Zman, so why can't they still light with a bracha inside? We see that B'shas HaSakana you can light inside, and inside there is no Zman of Tichel Ragam Nashuk, like Taisa says. So why was there ever such a thing as missing the Zman? al karchach, because even though b'shas ha-sakana you could light inside, but Taizas held that that doesn't mean that that's always a backup option, that you could really always get away with lighting inside. Shas ha-sakana was a different rule. Shas ha-sakana, you could light inside, but if it's not a shas ha-sakana, then you have to light outside, and it's ma'akev b'di'eved. There's no such thing as lighting inside. If you're living in a setting in which the mitzvah is to light outside, then there's no such thing as lighting inside. You can't be yaitzeh the mitzvah in any way, shape, or form. Even though b'shas ha-sakana, you're allowed to light inside. And in Dayuris, right, for whatever reason, and in later Dayuris, that became the standard practice, to light inside. But in Taisis, it's muchach, that that wouldn't be yaitzeh even b'di'eved at the time and place where the mitzvah was to light outside. So that's similar to what we saw in the Taisis and Sukkah, that you could have a way of being the kind of the mitzvah that's only for a shas ha-sakana, but that's not a raya that it's a fallback, that it's always a fallback option, right? Other Rishonim, like the Ritva, say that from the fact that it works b'shas ha-sakana, that means it works. So even if you're not b'shas ha-sakana, and you weren't supposed to be doing it this way, but if you missed your zman, so light inside. You're no worse than the shas ha-sakana people. But Taisis, who clearly disagrees with that, Taisis holds that there's that you can have rules for a mitzvah b'shas ha-sakana, and yet, when it's not a shas ha-sakana, those rules won't work afilu b'di'eved. Even b'di'eved, the mitzvah that was allowed lechatchila for a shas ha-sakana doesn't work even b'di'eved for one who's not on a shas ha-sakana.
But it's the whole mitzvah is the
rabbanon. Right. No. This is not relevant to akiras davim and atayra.
Yeah.
That's why we needed two steps to get to this.
Okay, so
you're saying
you have to play by the rules. You can't make your own rules. If the general rule is this is what you have to do, this is what you have to do. There are circumstances where an individual might be able to do it, but that doesn't play.
Exactly. But the big chiddush is that could be ma'aki even b'di'eved.
The only one is a general rule.